This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're very happy to have on the program again today Senator Strom Thurmond, Democrat from South Carolina. Senator Thurmond, always a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Dick.
I'd like to talk today about a subject that is close to the hearts of most Americans, and that is the possibility of securing a real peace with justice in the world during our lifetime. Is there any hope for this, Senator?
Well, Dick, in my judgment, it's going to be necessary for the communists to first renounce their goal of international world communism. The goal of the communists today is to dominate the world, is to take the world, and the only nation that stands between them and their goal is the United States. And I think they have not only got to renounce their goal of world communism, but they have got to prove by deeds as well as acts that they mean what they say.
Well, Senator Thurmond, are we taking a realistic attitude towards the communists, or are we really expecting the leopard to change his spots, as it were?
Well, there are some people in this country, there are some leaders in our government who expect the Russians, the communists, to change, or the leopard to change his spot, so to speak. Personally, I don't think they will. I don't think they can under that system of government. I mean, I don't think they can under that type of government. Because if they change that type of government, in my judgment, that dictatorship would fall. The people would take over. They've got to use their dictatorship, their strong-arm methods, in order to control the people.
Well, then, why is it that we've been hearing so much lately about disarmament? Does this mean that this country is preparing to disarm unilaterally without regard for what the Soviet Union might do?
Well, Dick, I made an address in Little Rock, Arkansas last fall in which I brought out the point that the State Department had provided a plan which provided for the United States to turn over to the United Nations the nuclear weapons. The State Department immediately denied this. They categorically denied this. The source of my information was a government pamphlet, and this is it right here. It is entitled Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. It is Department of State publication number 7277. And I shall just read you a paragraph from this, and I think it speaks for itself. Under stage 3, page 19, is this statement. States would retain only those forces, non-nuclear armaments, and establishments required for the purpose of maintaining internal order. They would also support and provide agreed manpower for a United Nations peace force. And then further it says, the manufacture of armaments would be prohibited, except for those of agreed types and quantities to be used by the United Nations peace force, and those required to maintain internal order. Now, this says plainly that the states would retain only those forces, non-nuclear. Well, if the states retain only the non-nuclear and the rest ought to be turned over to the United Nations, of course, the statement I made is absolutely correct, regardless of the denial by the State Department. The State Department, of course, does not want to admit that they've got any kind of a plan that would provide for turning over our nuclear weapons to the United Nations, because they know that people would not favor such a plan. But that is what this plan calls for. And this plan, I might say, was referred to in a news article by the UPI last week. Senator Barry Goldwater from Arizona made a talk in the Senate on this subject, and he asked them to explain this article. For instance, the first paragraph reads this way, and this comes from Geneva. The United States will submit to the Geneva Disarmament Conference a plan calling for elimination of national armies within 9 years and their replacement by a United Nations force. Reliable sources say it here today. And then it goes on. And the answer that Senator Goldwater got from them, he has called a bureaucratic gobbledygook. In other words, says nothing. They haven't given him any definite answer, he feels. And they sent this pamphlet along in their reply, showing that they are relying on this pamphlet for the statement that they're going to disarm. This is a pamphlet here that's the basis for the whole thing, to which I referred to last fall and which they denied at that time.
Now, Senator Thurmond, this pamphlet calls for a three-stage disarmament program, each stage supposedly taking 3 years. But has this proposal ever been made by anyone in a position to do so in the United States government, or is this just a work paper, so to speak, that's being circulated around the State Department?
Well, certainly, I'm sure that the Congress would not approve of such a pamphlet, but this is an official pamphlet. As I said, it's a Department of State publication 7277, and it is an official pamphlet of the government. It's an official document of our State Department, which handles our foreign affairs.
And is it being distributed to the American public?
It is not being distributed to the American public, so far as I know, unless some members of the public have heard about it, in which I know some people have, because I've told them about it, and then they have written for copies. But the State Department is not making a wide distribution of this pamphlet, so far as I know.
You said a few moments ago that under their system of government, the communists depend on the perpetual threat of war to maintain their dictatorial control over their people. Now, what is the aim of the communists in your mind? Do they think that they can scare us into unilaterally disarming? Are they using a campaign of fear against us, or what?
I don't think there's any question about that they are using a scare of fear, and they are making great strides. For instance, I understand now that they are making great progress in an anti-missile program. We should go forward with our Zeus program. I've advocated that for several years. I made a speech on the floor of the Senate a year ago on this subject, urging that we go forward. Now, if Khrushchev comes up with an anti-missile weapon in which he can knock down our intercontinental ballistic missiles that would destroy his country if they were not knocked down, that would go from our Polaris weapons and submarines, and that would go from our Strategic Air Command and our missiles, then he will have a weapon in his hands that would be a tremendous weapon for fear. And they use fear. They're trying to create the impression now that they're stronger than we are, and that we might as well go ahead and disarm, and that we have no other course to follow. Of course, we know that we are strong. Today, we could destroy Russia, and I think Russia knows that. But through their propaganda and through their use of fear and their other weapons of propaganda, they want to give the impression that there's no other course to follow.
Some of the top officials in our government seem to have been having quite a bit to say lately about communist China. Some of them have even advocated that this nation send food to the people of communist China because they apparently had a crop failure and a shortage of food in Red China. Do you believe that the American people are being softened up and conditioned to accept eventual recognition of Red China and UN membership for Red China?
I don't think there's any question that the propaganda is to the effect that Red China ought to be admitted to the United Nations. I'm opposed to this Red China was responsible for the Korean War. She was responsible for the aggression in Vietnam that's going on there now. She was responsible for the aggression in Laos. She was responsible for the aggression in Tibet and even against India. Red China is a communist nation, and their goal is a similar goal to that of Russia's. They all belong to the international conspiracy of communism. Now, I think it'd be a great mistake to admit them to the United Nations. But there is a propaganda, there is propaganda in this country today that is advocating the admission of Red China. And, Dick, they do it on the theory that you've got to bring Red China into the United Nations in order to get them to agree to disarm, too. And that's the theory on which they're bringing in, that you can't have peace unless you bring Red China in and get them to agree to disarm, too. Well, we know that an agreement by Red China or Russia either is not worth the paper it's written on. As I've said before, they have broken 50 out of their 52 major agreements. And it would be the most asinine course I can imagine for this country to agree to disarm. Our strength, and the only strength I know we have to resist communism, the international conspiracy, world communism, which is the enemy of the United States and the free world, is our defense force. We must keep the most powerful military establishment in the world.
Well, Senator, would it be a fair statement of your opinion, a fair summary of your views, to say that you believe that our most important job facing us as Americans now is to maintain sufficient strength to preserve our own freedom? Then, after we have maintained and built our strength to the point where we have nothing to fear from other nations, then perhaps we can proceed towards disarmament and eventual world peace.
If the communists will abandon that goal of international communism and prove it by deeds as well as words, then we could consider a disarmament. But until then, we cannot afford to consider it.
So that the important job that faces this nation today is maintaining our own freedom.
There's no question about it. If we maintain our freedom, we've got to maintain a powerful military establishment, the strongest in the world. And we should by all means do this. And this is a total war. It's not only a military war, this Cold War we're in. It's a political war. And it's a diplomatic war. It's an economic war. It's a propaganda war. It's a global war. It's a war of many facets. It's a war for men's minds. And also, the communists have made tremendous headway. They've taken over other countries from within, too. Russian soldiers didn't march in and have a battle in Czechoslovakia. Czechoslovakia fell from within. They took over the police system, they took over the election system through infiltration and subversion. And then Czechoslovakia fell. So we've got to be on guard from the external enemy, from the internal enemy. It's all one total enemy, the threat of communism. They work in many ways and in devious manners and in an insidious manner. And we know that their design is to take over the United States and the world.
Senator Thurman, thank you very much for being with us today. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum, Senator Strom Thurmond, Democrat from South Carolina. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in the Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying coast to coast, thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.